The following chanting session completes Ram Dass's presentation at the International Transpersonal Conference in October of 1988. Side B will repeat some of the chanting heard on Side A.
We're going to do a practice now. Try to stay with us for a second. We're going to do a practice of chanting. Now, you've heard chanting before, I'm sure, and you say, oh, isn't that nice? I remember when we used to chant up in my father's barn, we were chanting Hare Krishna. And he'd say, who is this Hare Krishna? And I said, he says, it's a pretty tune, but you have to keep repeating it. And the answer is that it's a method. That what you do is you use your singing and your energy, and you repeat. This is Rama on the stage, and that's Gangadhar. Gangadhar's the drummer, and Rama's singing and with a harmonium. And she will sing a line, and then we will repeat it back to her. And then she'll just take us on a trip through that singing. And what you do is it'll be a little alien to many of you, but that's okay. Just let's surrender into it and allow it at first to be strange, and then just watch your own reactions and take it in deeper and deeper. It isn't, the game isn't to get into the emotional, yeah. It's to take it in deeper and deeper until the repetition is just like following the breath. It's a technique. It's not serious. It's light, and you can move to it any way you want or sit. And we do it for a little while together. Okay, it's just an experiment. And those of you that don't feel comfortable doing that are free to just quietly leave. And the rest of us will play for a little while. Rama?
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We'll just do a few minutes of one other one. This one is called, this one is, these are all Krishna and Ram, are just names of the unnameable. They're names of that. Names of God that you can't speak. You just constantly are speaking the unspeakable and singing to it. It's singing to the higher self inside yourself. And there was a woman in India named Sri Anandamayi Ma, who was just such an extraordinarily beautiful human being. She was revered by millions and millions of people in India. There were temples and ashrams all over India that have been built in her honor. And I have seen her. I was with her twice when she was in her body. And once after everybody had been thrown out of the ashram and we were just told to leave, it was darkening day in Hardwar, up in the mountains. And the two of us started to walk across the yard towards the gate. And she came out of a side door. And she walked as if she were almost in some other state. And she walked right in front of us and stopped right there, just stopped there, looking the other way, and we touched her feet, and then she walked on, and it was like being with a wild deer or a wild bird. It had that quality. And once I sat with her when there were maybe thousands of people, probably three or four times this group, and she was just singing the thing she usually sang, and Ramar will give you a better version of it, but the version that she used to, that I remember, was she was just singing to God, to Bhagwan. And it was as if it was pillow talk. It was the most intimate thing in front of all those thousands of people, and she just kept singing, Jai Ho Bhagwan, Jai Ho Bhagwan, Jai Ho Bhagwan, Jai Ho Bhagwan. She sang it, and we all just sat there for hours in just ecstasy. And so I always think of this as her song. Rama? Means hail. Hail to God.
Jaya Bhagavan. Jaya Bhagavan. Jaya Bhagavan, Jaya Bhagavan, Jaya Bhagavan.
Sing us all together.
Sure.